Kishvem lepas. Right, is zahav shochet. What does zahav shochet mean? Shenit pekechut. That means it's very thin. It's a very soft type of a gold that you can flatten it out to make it into a thread. Much like the big day kain gadol, the big day kulu was made out of gold also. They used to take the gold and make it into threads. So the thread, it was a very thin type of a gold, you can make it into threads. That's also very chosh of a gold. Fighter, what does zahav soga mean? Yeah, what does zahav soga mean? Closed gold. That means b'shor sheniftach, when they used to open up this store to sell this type of a gold, kol ha'chanuyas nizgoris. All other stores that sold gold had a closed up shop. In other words, this was such a good gold that this gold was better than all the other golds. But still there was a better gold. Zahav peruyim. What does zahav peruyim mean? Shedoyim ladam haporim. That gold looks like the dam, the blood of an ox. And Mela, that's what our Mishnah says. On Yom Kippur, they used to use the gold, a red gold. That's the best type of a gold. Ravashi yoma chamishen. There's only five different types of gold. V'chol chad v'chad isbe zahav u'zahav toiv. But all these different type of five gold, each one of them has a better type of that gold and a regular type of that gold. There's a zahav, a regular gold, and a zahav toiv. Of each one of these different five gold, there's a better type and a less degree of that type of a gold itself. Whereas Tanya Nam Yochum, we learned also like this, that the chol yoyim ho yisahav yorot. The whole year round, the golden shovel they used to bring the coals inside to the Mizbech HaPnim was from like a yellowish gold, for our greenish gold. For Hayoyim, on Yom Kippur, Odom, it was red. For Hainu Zahav Puruyim, that's the best type of a gold, Zahav Puruyim. Shedoyim Lodam Aporim, it looks red like the blood of an ox, that's how red that gold looks. Right, the Bechol Yoyim Makriv Pras Shachris. What every day they brought the Keteris also, they brought Pras in the morning, the Pras Ben Arbayim, and the Mishnah says, Bechol Yoyim Hoysadaka. Every day the Keteris was chopped up very fine. For Hayoyim Daka Minadaka. But the special keteris that was used on Yom Kippur to go lefnei lefnim, that was chopped up extra special fine. How do we know this? Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says dak. It says by Yom Kippur the keteris should be daka fine. Ma tamalim. Why does it have to say it for? Va'loikva nema. The pasuk already says in Shemois v'shachakta mimena hodik. You should grind it up fine. Why does it have to say again by your boydus of Yom Kippur daka again? And lohavi daka mina daka. The teacher that the special keteris it used on Yom Kippur has to be extra special for it. It has to be mamish ground up much better. Fighter b'chol yoyim kahanim oylem b'mizrach shokedus. This the Mishnah says the whole year round. A kohen the kahanim when they went up to do the avodah on the mizbeach, they used to walk up the plank the kevish. So they used to walk up on the right side of the plank, the mizrach side of the kevish, and go around on all the four corners of the mizbeach and come down the opposite side, the marav side of the kevish. In other words, the Mizbech was like this here, and the plank, the Kevish was over here, was 16 amos wide, so they used to come up here. Now it says they come up on the Mizrach side, and then they would walk around the Mizbech and come down on the Marav side of the Kevish. So Mara says, why? The Yom Amar, we learned, that Kol Pinoy Shata Poiner Lo Yei El Aderach Yemin LeMizrach. Anytime you have to make a turn, you always have to turn to the right side. So therefore, the Kanem were coming up the Kevish like this. So when they came up, they had to make a right turn. So they had to go to here first. And when you went up on the Mizbeach, I was covered on Mizbeach. Let's say you had to go to the middle, or you had to go to over here. He wasn't allowed to walk straight across on the Mizbeach. I was covered on Mizbeach. You always had to walk around the corners of the Mizbeach to get to wherever you want to. So since you had to go up, you had to make a right turn. So Mela, when you come up to Mizbeach this way, you have to, when you come to Mizbeach this way, you have to first make a right turn. So that's called Mizrach. Therefore, when they're walking up the plank, they walked up already Mizrach side, to be able to make the right turn to Mizrach, then go to Sofen, then go to Marav, then go back to Dorim, and then come down here on the Marav side of the Kevish, they went down. Because always you have to make a right turn. For Hayoi, Mashenk, and on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, Biemtza, Oilim Biemtza, Vyardim Biemtza. He was allowed to walk up right in the middle of the plank, and come down again in the middle of the plank. My time a while. The Gemara says, "Mishum kvoidu the Kohen Gadol, to give cover, to give respect to the Kohen Gadol." In other words, like Rashi says, to show is like a ben bayis. He's our shliach of the whole Klal Yisrael. To show is very close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when he goes on top of the mizbeach, he could just walk straight through the mizbeach. He doesn't have to be careful to make a right turn only to go in the corners of the mizbeach to be afraid. He's allowed to walk straight inside the mizbeach. Therefore, he could go up the middle and come down again the middle. As if to say, so he's so chashiv, he's a kovid, to Klal Yisrael, he's now the shliach with all the whole Klal Yisrael. Right, the Bechol Yen, the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Makadosh Yodav Raglav Menakir. Though year round, even the Kohen Gadol, the first man the Yom holds, that he used to use the Kiyah to wash his sins. But in Yom Kippur, though, he used to have a special Kitten Shokesev Shozov to wash his sins, a special Kheviyah to wash his sins. My time, why? Mishum Kvoidish or Kohen Gadol. To give cover to the Kohen Gadol, we made sure he had his own special Kli, his own special golden Kli, to Makadosh his hands with, it was filled with water. The Mishnah says the whole year round there were four different fireplaces on top of the Mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan, so Brisa says like this, every day of the year, the first man Yom says there are only two fireplaces on top of the Mizbeach. But on Yom Kippur, Sholish. That everybody holds. There was one extra one for covered Yom Kippur. And the extra one was because on Yom Kippur you had a special Ktheris. You had to bring the Keteris, Lefmai Lefnim, the special Keteris of Molei Chofnov. So today, to get coals for the special Keteris of Lefmai Lefnim, there was a special Marocha, a special fireplace on top of the outside Mizbech that used to take the coals from that fireplace and this golden shovel to bring it in Lefmai Lefnim. So Tanakam holds the whole year there was only two, and in Kippur there was three. Now, Achas Marocha Gedela, one was the big Marocha Gedela to burn all the fats, all the Emurim of the Kabonis. To you, that was Ike Marocha, the fireplace. The Yachas Marocha Shnir Shekateris. And the second smaller fireplace on the side of it was, in order every day they had to bring the Keteris, so you had to take coals from that fireplace to bring inside the Mizbech HaPnim. There was a special Marocha in order to get coals for the Keteris. The Yachas Shemasifim Boy Bayoim. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was but one more for Yom Kippur for the special Keteris that was brought in the Flying Lefnim, that had to take the shovelful, the golden shovelful of these coals to bring inside the Flying Lefnim, that had a special Marocha on the outside, Mizbeach HaChitzon. We have Yoisi Yoimer, Bechol Yoim Sholosh. So year round there were three Marochas, three fireplaces on top of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outside Mizbeach. Vahayoim on Yom Kippur, but there was an extra one, a fourth one. Again, for the Keteris, special Keteris of Yom Kippur, the Flying Lefnim. Achash Marocha Gedola. So year round, you had one big one for the Marocha Gedola to burn all the Murim, all the Kabonis. The Achas Marocha Shnir Shekhtaris. A second one for the Keteris that was brought every single day in order to have special coals to take into the Mizbeach HaPnim. The Achash Kiyamesh. There was another one, stand that there should always be a fire burning on the Mizbeach. That's called Kiyamesh, to keep the Esh going. Or Rashi says, Kiyamesh means Shim Ein Esh, Shemarocha Gedola Mizgaber. Sometimes if the Marocha, the big fireplace, the fire is not burning so well, Masif and Olam is there. You have to have another place to store fire, to take fire from there, to bring it on the Mizbech Achi, on the Marocha Gedela. So there was a third Marocha, like a storage fire, to always make sure there's fire burning on the Mizbech. That just in case the Marocha Gedela goes down a little bit, the fire starts to go out, you could take fire from there and bring it over to here. That's the third Marocha you had. And Yom Kippur, you had a fourth one to cover the terrorist that was brought to the Flam of Nim. Rabbi Meir, some of the girls were Meir, Oimer, that the whole Yom Arba, every day, no, there were four Marochas every day. Vayom Chomesh, and Yom Kippur, there was an extra one, a fifth one. Achash Shemarocha Gedola. One was the big Marocha every day to burn the Emurim of the Karbonis. The Achash Shemarocha Shnir Shekateris. A second Marocha on the side, a smaller one, was to have coals to use for the Keteris you bring every single day, to bring in the Mizbech HaPnim. The Achas Shokimesh. A third one was to make sure there's always fire burning on the Mizbech. So in case the fire on the Marocha Gedola goes out a little bit, you'll take fire from this third Marocha. The Achas, there was a fourth one the whole year round, Le'evorim Opedorim, for the Emurim, for the pieces of meat of the Karbonelo, or Pedorim, the fats of the other Karbonis, Shloinis Achlum Meberiv. If it wasn't burnt up yet, when it came nighttime, so they didn't put it back to Marocha Gedola, they put it onto a fourth Marocha there, that a special Marocha for the Evorim Apdorim, Shloinis Achlum Meberiv. So Rashi learned, Shloinis Achlum means it wasn't even eaten up yet, Shloinitnu a Marocha, was not put on a Marocha yet. Or else it was put on a Marocha Gedola, well, you speak all the Sachal, but the big Marocha didn't have enough time to burn it up yet. And now, if the Marocha goes out, you don't have to have that Marocha burning the whole night. So mainly we had a fourth Marocha now to burn the fats or the Ehorim that wasn't burned throughout the daytime. The either one to burn at nighttime had a special Marocha for it. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. And And the fifth one, you had the covered Yom Kippurim for the special keteruch that was brought lefnei lefnim on Yom Kippur. Tumor says the kula yalm, everybody holds mios tarti islu. Everybody holds our kopon. There was at least two marochas, two fireplaces on the mizbech all year round. Minolon. How do we know you have to have two? Omakto, the pasuk says he oila al moito al mizbech kol alayla. That means zu marocha gedola. This is considered the marocha gedola. That has to be a big fireplace to burn pshita, to burn the murim. To eish, then the pasuk says, "V'eisha mizbech tukat boi." There should always be a fire burning on the mizbech. Zum arocha shnir shekateris. This is the second fireplace that should be there to have coals to bring in for the keteris that was brought in the hechol on the mizbech apnim every single day, twice a day. Rabbi Yosi, ki emesh minole. How does he know you have to have a third marocha, that there should always be fire burning? They always have fire on hand. Naftali, he learns it out from this pasuk. Mivoeish ala mizbeach tukad boy. It says the extra vav. Vyeish ala mizbeach tukad boy. Mivoeish. Oh, another pasuk. No, this is another pasuk. Mivoeish ala mizbeach tukad boy. There should always be a fire burning on the mizbeach. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this pasuk? He only says there are two. You don't have the third one. Rabbi Yehuda, who lehatzosa liyosa Yehuda yosa. This pasuk is coming to teach us that you have to have the burning of the wood has to be on the marocha, on the mizbeach. In other words, the hatzos aliyosi, Rashi says, that means the Rashi aliyosa kisam dakim, the small splinters, like small toothpicks, no, the matches. How do you start to fire the marocha gedolon? You have to have very small twigs, and you light them up, and then that causes fire to light the bigger wood. Now, the small matches, you start the fire, are you allowed to start the fire on the bottom and carry it up to the mizbeach? Or do we have to start to light even those small kisamim, those small matches, even on top of the mizbeach? That's a beauty shita. This pasuk is telling us even these small twigs to make start the fire also has to be started on top of the marocha. But there are only two marochas, the marocha gedolah and the marocha shnia shekateris. But how do you start the big marocha? You can't start the fire on the bottom and carry it up. You have to start the fire on top. The Tanya learned like this. The Tanya, how you have Yehuda used to say, Minayan, how do we know? Lehatzosas aliyosa, that the lighting of these twigs, these small fire, when you start the small fire, shloitei ela b'roisha shal mizbeach, even this should also only be on top of the mizbeach. Talmud Leimah, we learn out from a pasuk, v'yoheish al ha-mizbeach tukat boi. The fire should be on top of the mizbeach. That's where you start burning it. Because even the beginning of the fire should also be al ha-mizbeach. That's what the Yehuda does with this pasuk. So therefore it's good why he doesn't have a third pasuk to say there's a third marocha, but rather use this pasuk to teach us that how do you start the fire of the marocha gedolah? Even starting the fire also has to be on top of the mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rishi said, Minayin shoyse marocha lekiyemesh. So how does Rabbi Yosef know to say that there's a sheet that holds you need three marochas? You have to have a special marocha fireplace to keep fire going on the mizbeach, to have a storage of fire there. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, the extra vav. V'yoyesh ala mizbeach tukat boy. V'yoyesh, and the fire should always be there. Rabbi Yosi, hatzosa liyosu minole. How does he know that even the lighting of the twigs also have to be on top of the mizbeach? He uses this pasuk v'yoyesh ala mizbeach tukat boy to teach us you always have to have a third marocha on the mizbeach. So how does he know even lighting the twigs for the first big marocha has to also be on top of the mizbeach? Nachli learns it out. From where Reb Shimon learns it out from. The Tanya learned like this. The pasuk says, "V'nosnu b'nei Aaron akoyin eshal mizbeach." Lima to teach us al hatzos al yoso. Even lighting these small twigs, shaloite ela b'koyin kosher. You can only have a kosherik akoyin lighting these twigs over klisharis. And the koyin also has to be wearing his big dekuna. B'shas he lights the twigs even to make the fire on the marocha. He has to be wearing his big dekuna, and it has to be done with a kosher koyin. Divrei Reb Yehuda. This is the way Reb Yehuda dashim this pasuk. Oh, Malay Reb Shimon asks back to him, V'chisala daitcha, could a person think, how could a person enter his mind to think, Shezah korol megabi mizbeach? Like, what's the havim meaning to say, you need a koyin kosher to light the fire? Pshita! Like, is a zar, not a koyin, allowed to go on top of the mizbeach? You're not allowed to go on top of the mizbeach. Only a koyin could go on top of the mizbeach. And vice versa, since the lighting of the fire has to be on top of the mizbeach, so pshita you have to have a kohen. What does the pasuk have to tell us? It has to be the kohen kosher over klisharis. Elas come to teach us elimad al atzos al yosa shloitei ela b'roish Hashem mizbeach. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Otherwise, I would have thought maybe you could start the twigs on the floor, so then you don't need a kohen. It's not a gabi mizbeach.
It's come to teach us, no, that the lighting of the twigs also has to be bedafka on top of the mizbeach. Once I know it has to be on top of the mizbeach, now pshitum, it has to be done with a kosher, a kayin, and wearing the big dekuna. Because otherwise you can't go on top of the mizbeach. If you have Yehuda, what does Yehuda do with this? From this last pasuk, I would have thought like this. Like, why does Yehuda need another pasuk to teach us that the lighting of the fire has to be on top of the mizbeach, like we had before? Yeah, you'd learn it out from V'yeish al mizbeach tukat boy. Why doesn't he learn it out from this pasuk V'nosnum b'yaron akrein eish al mizbeach? Why doesn't Yehuda learn out that the lighting of the fire has to be on top of the mizbeach from the same pasuk that Rabbi Shimon learns it out from this last pasuk of V'nosnum b'yaron akrein eish al mizbeach? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even may hosim from this last pasuk alone, have a mean, I would have thought, koi ayarya, it could be you could stand on the floor lighting the fire. V'yaveh b'mafucha, and just like blow the fire on top. True, the twigs have to be first lit on top of the fire. But who says the crane has to be standing on top of the mizbeach? Maybe the crane could be standing on the floor. And like with a mafucha, with a blower, he'll blow the fire to the top of the mizbeach. Kamash blunt, that's when the first pasuk of Yehuda says, V'yeish al mizbeach tukah boy, no. The lighting of the fire, the whole thing has to be davka on top of the mizbeach. How does Rabbi Meir know to say there was this new marocha, the fourth marocha, that he says you have to have a special fireplaces for the pieces of meat or the fat that weren't burned up until
that weren't burned yesterday? If you want to burn them today, you have to have a new marocha.
This Nafli learns it out from mivoesh, from the word vav, the extra vav, mivoesh. For Rabbanim, what do Rabbanim do with this? Vav lo darshin, they don't darshin the word vav, they don't darshin vayesh, the extra vav, they don't darshin. So clearly before, when I said the word v'yesh before, it's not dafkas the vav. This is the first time the Gemara says the word vav as v'yesh. Before it just means time, v'yesh ha-mazbeach tukah boy. It wasn't the extra vav before, like I said before. It wasn't the extra vav. Only here he says, he dashes now v'yesh. The extra vav is teaching us there's an extra marocha to be there for lighting the pieces of meat that weren't burnt until the night time. And the Rabbanan hold not like that. The Rabbanan said this vav is not for an extra drasha. For at Gemara though good, there's no fourth special marocha above Rabbanan. A varm updorm shlo nisachlim uberev. But the pieces of meat or the fats that were not burnt on the marocha until nighttime, my yavdulu, what do they do with it? Like, how do you burn it? How the Havimin of Aistos is that the marocha gedola, do you only have enough wood there to burn throughout the whole daytime? But when it comes nighttime already, the fire more or less goes down. So if the fire goes down, there's no more fire there. How do you burn the Evorim and Pdorim that weren't burned through the daytime? You want to burn at nighttime. Like, what do you do with it? So Marian says, Mahadilu the Marocha Gedela. They put it back now on top of the Marocha Gedela. The Tanya will learn like this. Minayin, how do we know? Li Evorim and Pdorim, Shloin Yisachim and Berif. How do you know that any pieces of the meat or the fats or the carbon that has to be burnt, if it wasn't burnt by daytime, and you want to burn it at nighttime, what do we do with it? Minayin, how do we know? She soidru and alha mizbeach. You take a put it on top of the big mizbeach. You take a put it on top of the mizbeach, the marocha gedolah. And you put it on top of the marocha gedolah. She soidru and agad mizbeach. V'yemein ma'achzikon, if the mizbeach can't take it. In other words, it's too full up there, or there's no more fire. She soidru and ala kevish. Put it on the kevish, leave it on the plank. Oy agad b'soivim, or else leave it on the soivim in the meantime. Ad sheyasa marocha gedolah. Until you fix up again the marocha gedolah. Let's put the fire back onto the Marocha Gedolah again, the Sidrin, and then put this on top of the Marocha Gedolah. But I call upon him, you always only used one big Marocha to burn all the Karbonis. Talmud, the Pasuk says, Asher Toichal Eish Es Oilo, Alam Mizbeach. It always has to be Alam Mizbeach. Drash Asher Toichal Es Oilo, and Ein Elin Litchil Asoi, Toksiv Oilo Al Moito, Tnu Linyin Soifon. Even at the end, all the burning of the Karbonis has to only be on top of this one big Marocha. And if any time the fire goes out and it's too full, leave the piece of meat on the side and go to fix up the marocha again and then put this piece of meat back on top of the big marocha. But according to Rabbanan, there was no fourth marocha, there was only three marochas and not more.
Alright, we'll go over again this last Gemara in the next tape, just in the beginning of the last Amid. We'll go over again the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here.
They didn't realize this was an Avodah Zarah. They didn't realize this Avodah was Zarah. They didn't realize the whole thing was Zarah. Well, somebody thought the folding was mutter, they didn't realize it.
Like having a pet show?
Yeah, right. They didn't realize it, right.
What did the Kohen Gadol say in B'lach HaShibuto, that he has to go straight?
He'd let it go straight up, right.
Is that also because of Chulja?
But then Moses doesn't say that, though. Moses is better. Moses says that's Mishum Tvoide. Moses doesn't say that's Mishum there.
He doesn't look for the Kavod.
Which one? Just do a little bit less Gemara again. That again, it was a shaila. How many maroches there are on the mizbeach the whole year, every day of the year? One man the yom said there were two maroches. That's at least you have to have two maroches. One maroche, one fireplace on top of the mizbeach was for the maroche gedolah where they burnt all the evorim, the fedorim, all the emurim of the korbanos. And the second maroche had to be for the keteris. That they had to take the gecholim, the coals from the outside mizbeach to put it on the mizbeach apanim. That for sure you had to have at least two. And on Yom Kippur, everybody hears there's a special one l'kavod Yom Kippur. Since the Kohen Gadol went l'fnaya l'fnim on Yom Kippur, he did the special keteris. He had to take a special machdom, so that he had a special maroch also. So on Yom Kippur, there was at least three. Then we had a man Yom that said that every year there's three. There's a third one every day is l'kavod that the eish should be on the mizbeach the whole time. Today you should always have fire to put on the maroch gedolah. And then we had Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir Shita is that you have to have four marochas the whole year round. Why four? One was for the marocha gedola that you burn the kabonis. One is for the keteris that you bring every day. And the third one is to have eish al mizbeach. There should always be eish there. And the fourth one, that was a chiddush, that if you have the evorim updorim, if you have meat that wasn't burnt today, it's left overnight, tomorrow morning, what do you do with it tomorrow morning? So Rav Meir holds there was another marocha for that. Like the Gemara says, let's see here. So the fourth line from the bottom. Rav Meir, Evorim Updorim Shlo Nesachlu Meberif. If you have the Evorim Updorim, you have the piece of the meat or the fats of the carbonus that were not burnt at night time. In other words, yesterday's carbonus, you didn't take care of it. So Rashi learns either you didn't put it on the Mizbech at all, or else Rashi Shlo Nitto Ala Marochom, or Nitto, or else it was put on top of the Marochom, Lo Hispiku Lesachel. The fire did not burn up those pieces of meat or the fats throughout the night time. And now you're holding the next day. So what do we do with these pieces of fats or the evorim from yesterday's kabonis? As Rav Meir holds, there's a new marocha, and you have to burn it now on this fourth marocha. So minole, how does he know it? Nafkalei mi v'esh. The pasuk says mi v'esh, an extra vov. From v'esh is marva, another marocha. For Rabbonin, vov lo darshi. They hold no, there's no fourth marocha every day. They don't darshan the word vov. For the Gemara, good, you don't darshan it, but for Rabbonin, evorim updorim shlo nesaftu meberiv. What are you going to be if you have from yesterday's kabonis that you didn't burn the fats, the emurim weren't burned? What do you do with it? My yovidlu. What do you do with it today? So it doesn't have a psulina because we're talking about the evorim abdorim were on top of the mizbeach the whole night. Anything you leave on top of the mizbeach doesn't have a psulina. So it's still kosher to let it be burnt. But where do you burn it though the next day? Is my yovidle is mahadilu the maroch gedolah. The rabbanan shita is tomorrow, put it back on the maroch gedolah. The Tanya learned like this. Minayin, how do we know Takali? Evorim Updorim Shlo Nesachlu Meberiv. If you have the Evorim Updorim that was not burnt up yesterday, and it comes to next morning, and there's no psulina because it was on the Mizbeach overnight,